Jetzt gibt's Cheez-It, ein neuer knuspriger Snack, der köstlich nach Käse schmeckt. Hol dir jetzt deine Packung im Handel und das Beste, du kannst sie einmal gratis testen. Wer will heute Abend den Cheez-It? Cheez-It, der Cheez-It. Jetzt zum Gratis-Testen. Teilnahme ab 18 Jahren. Kauf- und Kassenbon-Upload bis 30. Juni erforderlich. Nur solange der Vorrat reicht. Teilnahmebedingungen auf Aktionspackungen und auf cheez-it-aktion.de.
Internet layabouts. You know I enjoy phoning it in as much as the next insectoid space continuity guardian, but there's always time for some genuine emotional investment. This episode brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. You could get in a crash, people could get hurt or killed, and you could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. So next time you plan on drinking, plan ahead. Designate a sober driver or use a ride service to get home safely. Drive sober or get pulled over. Now, with that important message delivered, back to goofs and giggles. If you want more Magic Tavern in your life, who are you? Anyway, you're in luck because Earth Games is a new weekly Magic Tavern spin-off series exclusively on Stitcher Premium. And the first episode where Arnie, Usador, and Chunt try to play a game of Clue is out now. More info on Earth Games and the other Magic Tavern miniseries coming to Stitcher Premium after the episode, including a clip from the Clue episode. And in case you don't listen to my episode outros, knowing deep in your heart that someday I'll turn on you, you can sign up for Stitcher Premium with promo code MAGIC for a free month, and what a great way to support the Magic Tavern team. More on that later. And now, sit back, or lean forward, I don't care, it's your spine, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. Not used to walking and carrying.
Arnie, look at me. I'm a horse. A badger horse.
Yeah,
I'm galloping.
I know, Chunt, you turned yourself into a
horse. You should ride me.
I will not. I will not do that. Anyway, hard to walk and do this whole spiel, but...
When I'm a horse, call me Stamina.
Stamina?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I feel so alive.
Oh, gosh.
Let me re-up on my hind legs. Woo!
I feel like I'm having sensory overload. I think I'm going to have like a heart attack or something. I shouldn't joke about that because that could really happen. But,
well, a lot of stuff could really happen. We talk about child death all the time.
If you've never listened to this podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 4.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal somehow, even though we've traveled far from Hog's Face, and I use that to upload this podcast to my world, which we use to chronicle our travels around Foon to find a way to defeat the Dark Lord. And we're currently walking into Velsmere now.
You look gray.
I know. I've been walking. I have been walking with my feet.
Have you been eating?
I mean, I have been eating.
What's in your snack bag?
My snack? I don't want to talk to you about my snack bag. What's in it?
Come here. Give me this. Butter?
Yeah.
Butter is a good snack. A very good snack indeed.
And there's just comical teeth marks.
Look, this
halfway
is...
halfway down.
I started and I changed my mind.
Arnie, buddy, we're hitting the road. We gotta protein up.
I know. My world, we don't go on adventures like this. I have, some amount of anxiety. I don't talk about it too much, but, when I get nervous, I eat, okay? I'm out here, I'm doing stuff, and you know what? I have some bad habits still, but I am working on it.
Fear not, weary traveler. All you needs do is put thine foot in front of the other. Follow Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Elek, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, and as I walk down this dusty path, approaching Velsmere, I prepare to announce myself once again.
Oh, I dropped my microphone.
pick it up. Right, come on.
I'll turn into it. Well, give me a sec. Back in a badger, and I'll pick it up for you. You can hand me back Iggy Baby.
Okay, yes. Oh, for new listeners, Chunt is usually a badger, but he's also a shapeshifter, but who always has the markings of a badger no matter what he turns into. It's real weird.
Yeah, I can shapeshift at will because of the gift that my dead husband gave me before he exploded on our wedding night. It's a pretty straightforward story. I don't think we have to, you know, I don't think we have to.
Yeah, it's one of those.
We kind of set the table. It's implied.
It's one of those things you intuit it from context clues.
Wait, give me your, when you hand me Iggy Baby, give me your hand.
Yeah.
What is this? There's a little.
I still have this splinter in my finger from back from the table at the old tavern. I haven't been able to get it out. I think it's infected.
Arnie, I think that's how we're getting Wi-Fi.
What?
I think we're still getting Wi-Fi because that splinter of the table.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, let me walk away. I can't walk away from the computer because I'm holding. Let me hold my arm out as far as I can. If only there was a test. If only there was a better way to test this.
Try and send an email.
Oh, here. Chunt, take my phone.
Okay.
And run as far away.
Is this going to be another one of your take my phone, please jokes?
No, because you don't get the history behind it. But here, take my phone and go as far away over there and see if you can get reception.
Okay.
Anyway, Isidore, how are you doing? Chunt's going to be gone a while.
I'm wonderful. Another mystery solved, potentially. Where was the Wi-Fi coming from? And of course, I shrunk Mundle the Grundle down to become Mindle the Grindle so that he can play music for us, where he doth live in mine hat.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. Mundle the Grundle, who does our theme song, is now living in your hat. I'm sorry.
Mindle the Grindle.
His name is now Mindle the Grindle.
I shrunk him down, so he's not Mundle the Grundle anymore. He's Mindle the Grindle.
Yeah.
And he's a Grindle. Now, we must approach this gate with caution, and we must speak very cautiously. Follow mine lead, for I shall speak in the high style of the court.
Okay, so this is what we've been leading up to for weeks. On this diplomatic mission to form alliances to fight the Dark Lord, and now we're in, what's this place called, Velveeta again?
Velsmere.
Velsmere. All right.
Velsmere. That has a nice ring to it.
Hey, Chunt, what did you learn anything about?
I never left. I had questions, but then you started talking to Isidore.
Oh, I guess we don't know if that's really where the Wi-Fi is coming from or not.
Great. This is a mystery that's going to last for months.
Well, yes, we must keep moving forward, for we are now on a quest, travelers upon the road. And here now I see two before me who do guard these gates. Speak forth thy names and know that you address a wizard.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Sir Baldsman.
And I'm Sir Hairpiece.
Sir Baldsman, Sir Hairpiece.
Yes. Are you saying herpes or hairpiece?
Hairpiece.
So herpes.
Say it slower for him.
No, no.
Say it slower for him.
Hairpiece.
Really enunciate. Go ahead.
Sir Hairpiece.
All right, it's a real toss-up.
Sir Hairpiece.
Throw a coin flip. Yeah.
This is
Sir Hairpiece. I'm Sir Baldsman. You don't need to know more.
So wait, are you saying Baldsman or are you saying gonorrhea?
Baldsman.
Enunciate, bruv.
Baldsman.
Arnie, we're really out of our depth here. I can't. I don't have the ear for
just,
it.
Yeah.
It don't matter what our names are. What's your names? What are you here for?
Yeah. I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical lights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas.
We gotta get him like a nickname.
Known to the elves as Fianyalak, known to the dwarves as Zonin and Hookstanges, and in the northeast I am known as Gasmuinius Maystar. But here in Velsmere, you may know me better as Smanko.
Oh, Smanko!
Oh,
we heard
Smanko.
About Smanko!
Yeah, right!
People know about you around here.
Blue Wizard Smanko, yes, I appear before you now and wish to take some audience with thine betters.
Who? Betters?
I assume there's like a royal family?
Oh, you mean the king?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're good friends with the
king.
Yes,
the person who lives in the castle we got.
He's the big guy. He's got gold on. Big old beard.
Crown.
He wears a crown.
Yeah.
Robes.
Boots.
Classic king stuff.
Yes, has friends.
Yes. Mm. Big chair.
Big chair.
You said you guys are friends with the king.
Oh, yeah.
How do you know the king?
We'll pop down every now and again.
We'll go in there, we'll say, hey, what's up, man? We'll pop up, and he'll be like, I'm doing king stuff.
What does he always say to us? He always says, you're always welcome in here.
Yeah, doors always open.
Yeah.
Never, any time, any place.
Most guards know.
Yes.
Sir Herpes, Sir Boltzmann,
any time.
And there's a woven tapestry that hanging above the castle here that says no closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's wow. Right over that closed door.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems a little bit...
It's ironic.
Yeah.
It's ironic, yeah?
But the spirit is there to tell thee that though we do protect these walls, all are welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, you got to go through proper channels, right?
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
Like, you got to go through us, and then we'll go in there, we'll be like, hey, there's some guys outside, maybe you want to go see them, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, let them come on in and have a sit on the table.
Right.
Sit on the table?
Oh, yeah.
The table to tough it, whatever.
That sounds like a real casual court.
Oh man, we kick our feet up, man. It's so nice in there. Yeah. Drinking.
Can I ask, this is maybe a dumb question. If you're sitting on the table, what do you kick your feet up onto?
Other tables.
Other tables. There's lots of small tables here. The tables are both seats and tables. Yeah.
I get the appeal.
I call dibs on the tuffet. I'm going to sit on
that. Oh,
the tuffet is nice.
Yeah, the tuffet's nice, and it is in high demand. Oh. There's only one tuffet. There's tons of tables, though.
Well, if you want the tuffet, you could get in the tuffet line.
Yeah.
There's a line for the tuffet.
Yeah. It's long right now. There's about 200 people sitting
Sorry. It's a queue for the tuffet.
It's a queue for the tuffet.
Can we pay for, like, a fast pass or something? Kind of get us to the front of the line?
We'll have to ask the king.
Maybe if you grease the palms, you know what I mean?
That's right. Place some grease here in my palm and maybe we'll get you on the tuffet.
My friend has some butter that he was chewing
there
on.
That
okay.
Milk fat. Sure. Yeah, milk fat. I'm okay with
that. Now we're getting somewhere. Okay. Yeah.
Slippery is slippery.
Yeah. What do you want again?
Sir Herpes, Sir Gonorrhea, I must speak to thee, for we must speak to thine king. You stand here, as I said before Smanko, and Chunt the Shapeshifter, and Arnie, a traveler from another world.
I'm from another
world.
Oh, right. Nice. Look at this crew. A motley crew we got here.
Yeah.
We are on a quest to defeat the Dark Lord, and though it has been long since I've visited Velsmere, I would like to meet your king and see if he would join forces with us.
Well, I guess we should just go talk to him then and go ask if he wants to.
Yeah, maybe you want to go in and see if he's free. He might be naked.
He bathes in the nude.
He
bathes in the nude?
Yeah, it's crazy. He gets his clothes off and gets in the bath. It's nasty.
He's always bathing in the nude.
It's gross.
How do you bathe?
Full armor.
Fully clothed. Yeah, you like to sink.
This brown stuff on your outer wear that's chipping away, that's armor?
Yes, this is armor.
It is rusted to fuck.
That's right. Yeah, it's rusty armor.
But once you get a pair of armor that you like, you don't want to ever change it out, right? Mm. So we had these armors forever.
Yeah.
Also, how else would you bathe but with your clothes on? Otherwise, your clothes will stay dirty. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Also, it's so hard to keep track of what words you have to naturally pluralize. Like a pair of armor...
That's right, yeah.
Right. Well, because it's like pants. Yeah. I'll get into it the same way.
Yeah.
Crawling through the top.
Yes. I have to wash all of my helmet.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's only one helmet, but it's very important, so I think of it as many.
Yeah, it's all the pieces. You know, you got the forehead, the cheeks.
The nose piece.
The nose piece.
You don't want someone to chop a sword right across your eye line and not have your nose piece.
Oh, God.
Very good point.
It's scary, man. Fighting is scary.
So we'll go talk to the king since we know him.
Wait, before you go, can we actually I think it would behoove us to maybe get some information out of you two, just so we go a little prepped, a little prepared.
Sure. All
right. We are two guys who, let me tell you, we are in the know.
Okay. Well, like I said before, it's been a long time since I visited Velsmere. Mm-hmm. And when I last visited, Queen Samantha was on the throne.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Queen Samantha.
Yeah. Those were good times around here, but, you know, it's a different time now.
Oh.
The king...
Usually is, yeah.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
Time keep changing.
It's weird, man. It's weird. You, like, get used to a time, and then time goes by, and it's like stuff gets different, and you're like, but it ain't like it used to be, and you're like, damn, man, I wish it was like it used to be, because I had fun.
I know what you mean.
With Queen Samantha. But I still have fun with the king.
Oh, yeah.
We still have tons of fun.
Yeah, we were a little closer in with Queen Samantha, you know,
yeah.
a little closer.
But I thought you said you knew the king, though.
What?
We do. That's why he puts us at the very outside gate.
He's like, you guys,
his ambassador.
First line of defense. He's my two best friends.
That's trust.
Right. Outside the walls, sometimes they come out there and say, hey, you know what? Maybe go out to the edge of the woods.
Yeah, that makes sense. Arnie, I once knew a king who trusted no one. So what he did is out in front of his gates, he had his brother and a turtle in his entourage. Mm. He trusted them the most, so they were out. They were, you know, gate forward.
Keep your friends close, but everyone else closer.
Mm-hmm. So that's why we're out here, you know. He keeps us out here. So he loves our jokes.
He loves our jokes.
Well,
oh, my God.
I would love to hear a joke.
Okay. Well, I'll do the setup.
I'll do the punch.
Right? Because that's how we do. We've got sort of a 1-2 banger.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We're a duo.
Can't fail.
So the king walks into the room and he's wearing his biggest shoes.
This seems more like an anecdote.
Wait till my part.
He walks in and he stubs his foot on the table and he says,
should have worn the smaller shoes because these big shoes hit everything.
The king loved that one.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
That's very good. I like that a lot.
You guys didn't seem to laugh at it.
Well, Arnie doesn't understand Foonish humor. He's from a world called Earth.
Yeah, the setups and punchlines here aren't exactly relational.
It's kind of a continuation.
Yeah. I think to train our brains, maybe three or four more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hit it, Happies.
Here we go. So the king walks into the room and he's wearing his ugliest crown. And all the paupers say,
man, I wish this guy would have worn the prettier crown, because this ugly crown don't do nothing for me.
Bazinga!
Very good.
Well, I liked that last part.
Yeah, it's a little flourish.
Yeah, it just needs a little button there.
So the king walks into the room. Which room, you ask? The toilet room. He's wearing his biggest cape. He sits down, forgetting to move the cape, and he says,
I wish I wore my shorter cape, because otherwise I wouldn't have shit on my long cape.
All right. So just to kind of
that's very good.
Yeah, not to kill the joke, but to kind of dissect.
It's good to explain jokes, to sort of parse through it.
Yeah, the best jokes are the ones you have to explain.
Yeah.
Of course.
It seems to always be the king does something.
He always walks into a room.
It involves an article of clothing, and then the punchline seems to be a pretty
It's relatable. Yeah. We all do things
we wish we did differently. A pretty straightforward case against what he wore, and then an option for what would have been a better adjustment.
Right, because it's relatable. You know, we got this, like, the comedy here in Velsmere is like, it's stuff that everybody experiences, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you go to one of our open mics, it's like everybody's laughing at every joke because it's like, I've been there, I've done that.
You have an open mic in this town too? An inside outer?
Yes, we have an open mic back in Hog's Face. Yeah. He rips all his skin off and you see the inside of him. He's open mic.
Yeah.
He usually does like a type 5.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll follow him, right? So he'll open himself up and then he'll say, anybody want to lighten the mood?
Yeah. So I know this was rough for you to look at. Maybe somebody won't come up and tell some jokes.
Classic.
Yeah. And then we'll be like, oh, yeah, we'll do it.
We'll say, ahem. So the king walks into a room and he's wearing his shortest knickers. And he sits down in a rip and he says,
I wish I wore my knickers that was the same length but stronger material, because it'd be great if my butt weren't showing.
King loves that one.
Speaking of walking into rooms, may we walk through these
gates? Hold on. These guys are trying to jump on the guns here. Jeez.
They're trying to jump on our guns.
What are your guns?
Look at these boys.
Oh, wow. Gun show.
Yeah.
We are but weary travelers on a great quest to defeat evil. It's weird how they started
kissing those dogs.
Yeah, it's
what? Arnie, don't be rude. This is my hound per
name.
Custom.
This is my hound named Gun. This is my other hound named Other Gun.
Yeah, and I kissed them both too.
Listen, how about
and
this?
Your mouth's kind of met in the middle while kissing the dog.
Yeah,
which was,
that's right. Okay. Well, a dog has long hair, and I thought it was a pasta.
Is that where the phrase hair of the dog comes from?
I believe so, yeah.
Kissing the dog's hair meets in the middle.
Listen, guys, it seems like you guys want really bad to talk to the king, right?
Yeah.
How about this?
Okay.
I'll go inside. I'll see what he's up to. Happy, so you can stay out here. You can see, you know, you can keep these guys company. They seem like the kind of guys who might go snooping if we leave them alone.
Right, and you're going to say, why is he walking around the outside of the castle to go talk to the king? Why isn't he just going in the door, up the stairs directly to him? We got a special entrance.
Yeah, it's all the way around back, far away. You guys can't see it,
right?
And nobody can see it. It's like it's a secret entrance that we keep real secret.
Yep.
And
is it right by that velvet rope up there?
That's not for us. No, quit asking us about the entrance, guys.
Because I can't see the entrance, you're right, but I see a velvet rope, which leads me to believe
you're going to ask about the entrance. Just stop asking about the entrance.
There's a guy with a clipboard up there.
Yeah, wait, that's different. That's a different thing.
Okay. Right.
That's how the normies go.
Yeah. That's how people who aren't tight with the king go in. They stand there in line.
Yeah.
Like, and then somebody comes and says, sorry, too many dudes.
Yeah.
Too many dudes. You can't come in.
Sir Baldsman, Sir Herpes.
Hairpiece.
Let us, please, go contact the king if you like. I need a moment to speak to my compatriots, if you allow us to step away.
All right, we're going to walk away. Don't you dare follow us.
Yeah, you won't. Try the right one, I'll try the left one today.
Okay, cool, sounds good.
Arnie Trump. Yeah. Aren't you the least bit concerned they haven't even said the name of this king one time?
Yeah. They're friends with him.
But to be fair, you haven't said the name of the king either.
I said that I haven't been here in years. I don't know who's the king.
I'm just saying I'm suspecting everybody.
Last time I was here, Queen Samantha was on the throne, and I spent a lovely week with her.
Is this a setup to a joke?
Yes, Queen Samantha walked into a room, and she was wearing her most lovely corset. And I said to her, I like that corset where I can see thine cleavage.
Fuck, man, how do we pay? Let us in. We were supposed to pay that off. Plus, if the joke is she's wearing her loveliest corset, there's nowhere to go.
Oh, well, I'm not a comedian. I'm a wizard.
Arnie, you try.
I
can't tell if you're tired from the walk or...
Well, yeah, I am. No, let's see here.
Or exhausted because I put you on the spot.
Eat some butter.
Okay, yeah, I'm trying to put myself back in the headspace. When I was on Earth, I did some improv. But I would more like... I was more of like a stand on the edge, and then like when I had something, I'd come out. But not a very good like...
That doesn't surprise me in
the spot.
Oh, the guards are back.
Oh, good.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Listen, you guys are going to have to chill out here for a bit more.
Yeah.
King's real busy.
Yeah, busy.
We had a nice chat with him. He was like, it's so good to see you guys. Thanks for coming in again. I'm glad to see you.
Here I am bathing in the nude, and then my two best friends come in.
Oh, well, best friends? And if we believe that you're best friends, but just for funsies, because this is something we do with all guards, on the count of three, can both of you say the king's name?
No.
Of course not.
Why would you not be able to do that?
Because he don't like spreading rumors, you know.
He doesn't want to spread a rumor about what his name is.
Not to outsiders anyway. Anybody who's in there knows the name, but like he don't like to let you guys outsiders know.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to keep once you're in the walls, you're in the club, right? But like until then, let's keep it a mystery. You know?
Arnie Isidore, is it weird that when they left, there was no guards to take their place?
Yeah,
also, I think there's just two fucking guards in there. I think they're sleep deprived.
It's also weird that we didn't just try to open the door.
Well, we were trying to tell jokes.
Yeah, right. Likely excuse, Isidore.
No.
He's up to something.
What?
So what, guys? I mean, what you guys want to do? You guys want... It'd probably be like, what, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, maybe an hour, two hours, not sure. But, like, we can... I mean, we... would love to just, like, hang with you
guys. Yeah, we'd love to have some tea, hear a story of your journey. Mm-hmm.
That's great, but, you know, I do a podcast that is, you know, we try to keep it, like, under an hour, maybe with...
Right.
I was really hoping to do, like, an in real time, like, we come up to Velsmere, we come to the castle, we go in, we have a summit with the king, and we get him to join our battle against the Dark Lord. Could we kind of move up that
Ernie, earlier on the walk, you said you wanted to be, like, the tracking shot in Goodfellas?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
I don't get the reference, but you said that you wanted it to be like that. One unadulterated shot.
Unadulterated?
Yeah, just one.
Let's do that. No adultery. Do you guys commit adultery? No,
one monogamous shot.
Yeah, absolutely not, man. I'm a one lady guy.
Yeah, right.
What about this dog?
Hmm?
What about guns?
I said one lady.
One lady. And we both get pretty nasty with the dogs. Yeah.
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 It's fine, though. I like it.
Oh, here it's not weird.
No. No, nobody in there has any problem with our relationship with
our
dog.
No. Well, I like, you know, you want to come in here, you want to see some action. Let's just open the gate for him.
Yeah.
Why don't we just open the gate?
Yeah?
Yeah. Let's turn around, let's give it a tug, see if it'll go on up.
Yeah, because if it'll go, I mean, hey, if the gate's open, maybe the king's made his mind up.
Let's open the gate, we'll let the next guys stop them.
Yeah, maybe.
So there are more guards, there's like a...
Oh yeah, there's plenty of real guards in there.
Yeah, plenty, yeah.
Is it like a psoriasis, or who are the other sirs?
Yeah, you got psoriasis for sure.
Sir ringworm.
Sir Ra Sir Ra?
Sir Ra Sir Ra. Sir Ra Cha.
Serrated. Serrated knife.
Serrated knife. Serpent. You've got.
Are you trying to say Sir Pint?
No, it's Sir.
The drunkard?
It's Sir Pint. He's a snaky bastard.
Sir.
Well, let's just open up the gate here, give it a one and a two
and a one. It's a little heavy.
Oh, wow.
Maybe they changed. It seems like they changed this wood out.
Oh, they changed the wood. Hang on. Let me. It must be the code.
Yeah.
Let me do the code.
Spin that little dial. Spin it back. Spin it forward.
Okay, and a one, and a two, and a one.
Still not budging.
Yeah, right. It's weird.
That's so freaking weird, man.
Surf and turf?
Oh, you know surf and turf?
You know surf and turf.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Good guy, yeah.
Man, guys, I don't know why this gate's not opening. That's weird, man.
Well, we should take a quick break. And then find out if we can open the gate when we return.
Okay, right. Yeah, that's a great idea, and I'll think of more.
So, Arnie, the king walks in.
And we're back, and I'm so sorry. I tried the whole length of the break. I tried to think of a punchline for that one. I guess, I'm almost there. I don't know, Isidore, do you got one?
Well, if I was wearing a better pair of boots, this toenail would not be so ingrown, causing me to get this infection that will ensure that someday my foot shall have to be amputated.
Man, jokes is hard.
That's a good one, Isidore.
Right. Thank you.
That's a good one, man. Right. You're good at that, dude.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Now, I must ask you, I noticed before when we had a small conference and the two of you walked away from the door for a moment, I noticed that you both went and stood behind that tree.
Oh, you saw that?
Did you now?
I knew I peeked out too far.
Oh, God. You always peek too soon.
And I've got such a big head, dude. And it's just... Well, the jig's up.
You caught us.
We did? Uh-oh. These guys know the truth now.
We do?
Uh-oh.
Cat's out of the bag.
There he goes. See you later.
The hair, the feather is in my cap, and we call it macaroni. We're caught.
Yeah.
Why are you being incredulous towards us?
You
caught us.
You caught us. Hey, stop pushing us, guys. You caught us.
You caught us.
You caught us. Hey, relax.
I don't know what we caught them doing.
I think they're not. I mean, I've been kind of picking up on the thing. Instead of spears, they just have like kind of sticks.
Yeah.
And on their breastplate, it just says sigil. Like local sigil.
And when I look closer at this gate, it looks like it's just painted onto this wall with shit.
Yeah, listen, guys.
Yeah.
We gotta come clean, okay?
We're genius painters.
Yeah, we're genius painters.
Uh-huh.
And this is not the front gate of the castle.
You guys came in
At the butt of the castle.
You're at the butt, and we ain't even knights, guys.
You're not knights.
No, we've been trying to get into Velsmere for like months, right? But like the wait list is so long.
Yeah.
And we've just been waiting out here, kind of like, you know, like faking it till you make it. That's a phrase I heard. We were like, let's go buy some cheap armor. That's why it's so rusty and dirty. Well, let's buy some cheap armor, stand outside, and then like, and maybe they'll see us doing such a good job that the king, or it might actually, honestly, it might still be Queen Samantha in there.
We don't know.
We ain't been in.
Dress for the job you want.
Exactly. Yeah. So we went and bought these cheap armor
suits. Secondhand store.
Yeah, and like, and we had some paint, so we painted the gate on here. And like, dudes, we can't get you in here.
It's all right.
Arnie, in case you don't have it on Earth, a secondhand store is usually if someone is born with two hands on the same arm, they can't do much. So they usually just open up a store where they sell stuff that people don't want.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your secondhand, your old armor.
I don't
your
know
five-legged
if you know,
horse.
Do you know Good William? Good William is, he runs a secondhand store.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And hey, did you guys know Good William will come to your house and pick up your crap?
That can't be right.
Yeah, Good William
with his two hands on one arm.
Yeah, he'll come. He'll get on a horse and he'll come with a wagon and he'll just pick up your crap and bring it for you.
Hmm.
Yeah, Good William's a good guy. He's good in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
I heard he's gonna join the Salvation Army after this.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. What? You don't want to mess with them.
What does the Salvation Army do?
Oh, they go around there, the meanest. That, oh, man.
It's like an ironic name where it's like, where you talk, call a giant tiny.
Oh.
It's like the Salvation Army is like, they're actually like the Damnation Army, really.
Yeah, they make you beg for salvation like a pathetic little loser.
Yeah, but these guys are ruthless and they'll do anything for money. So,
and actually, one of the things they'll do for money, they'll have their largest person in the army don all furs. And they'll ring a bell to hypnotize you into giving up your full purse. It, whatever's in your purse, you dump in his little satchel, and that's his now. That's the army's.
Yeah. Sometimes around holidays, that he'll wear other costumes to sort of like make you think about the holiday, like Wild Boar Day. You guys know about Wild Boar Day? Maybe that might just be from around here, but it's a day where we celebrate all the wild boars. And sometimes the big giant Salvation Army, he'll dress like a big giant boar. With a big beard.
Right.
And he'll just ring his little bell.
Right.
And no soiled mattresses.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you shit the bed, you're on your own.
Yeah. He would. Don't you dare try to give him that.
No.
But yeah, guys, I'm sorry. We kind of put up a whole big ruse because we thought these guys look like cool dudes. These are kind of guys that they'll let into the castle. So we were like, let's get in with these guys.
Yeah, right. We got the armor. You got the charisma.
Yeah, you guys seem cool, man.
Oh,
that's very kind.
Arnie,
thank you.
I think we have Glommers on. Yeah. I think these guys are starfuckers.
So you say you have a podcast, yeah?
Yeah.
What's your name? Listeners?
Yeah.
I think they're going to invite themselves onto our podcast.
I mean, because here's the thing. You know what's better than three guys on a podcast?
Uh-huh. Four guys.
Five guys all talking very loud over each other. And, like, not listening and just, like, screaming.
Yeah.
Like, that makes a podcast good. It's when it's four. You could pick one of us.
Trying to cut out Sir Herpes?
I don't want to rock the boat or, like, add too much weight to the carriage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nope. You'll get a flat tire if you add too much weight to the carriage.
Classic metaphor, only halfway done.
Yeah, and Arnie, in Foon, a flat tire is what you call when a horse becomes overworked. It becomes tired, and all the meat and viscera and organs come out both ends of it, and it flattens out to where you have to swap it out.
It's kind
of
drains.
Yeah.
Anyway, if there's an opening, we'd love to you know, tag along. But, like, it's no big deal. We're just looking for something to do.
Well, why don't we all five attempt to enter the castle together? Why not?
Sure, yeah.
I'll gladly.
It'd probably help because, you know, we couldn't reach the rope.
Mm-mm.
We couldn't reach the big velvet rope. We only got two guys.
It probably won't help much since you just painted this door on. Let's all walk around to the castle.
It might be a bit of a walk, and this guy seemed tired already.
I am.
He'll be all right.
Also, if they see us, they're going to kill us.
Yeah.
What? Why?
Oh, what?
Uh-oh. Yeah, we should let you guys know that, like, we've tried some pretty fucked up stuff to get into the castle.
Yeah.
And, like, we might want to, like, put on bags or something on our faces or, like, maybe, like, I don't know, wheels hide behind you guys.
Well, here you go. I have some face bags right here.
Oh, all right. Nice. Yeah, put this right on
my
head.
So the things you've done are so bad that they're more likely to just let in a bag face person.
Yeah, but I'll be honest. Last week, this lady and her daughter were leaving, or they're on their way back from going somewhere, don't know. I held him hostage, and I like walked up with my sword, and I was like, "You let me in, or I'm gonna kill this lady and her daughter."
That's terrible.
Yeah, and then they didn't let me in, and I was like, "Shit, I gotta go through with it."
Yeah.
Oh. So then I killed this lady and this daughter like right outside the gate, and everybody was like, "Oh my god!" And I was like, "Don't hold this against me. I'm sorry."
You want to know what the saddest thing is?
Those two lumps?
Yeah.
That are clearly the lady and her daughter?
Yeah, freshly nothing deeper than that. That's the saddest part.
Yeah. Freshly dug graves are the saddest thing you could ever see.
Actually having to deal with your carnage.
Yeah.
Now, one, this is a despicable act, and I will vanquish evil, and this was an evil act.
You going to kill me, dude?
I might have to.
Oh, come on.
But first I must hear, why won't they allow you to enter?
Oh man, this story is long.
Good.
And it's like,
let us walk.
Can we get the arrow points? Just like
yeah, I mean, maybe it's not interesting, but like we'll tell it.
Yeah, let's hear it while we walk around.
Okay.
Well, one day, you know, I was out in the streets, you know, just walking around, giving people a hard time, you know, like I do.
Yeah, being normal.
Being normal, just, you know, whistling at people, telling people, hey, fatty, you know, whatever.
You're a bit of a heckler.
A bit of a heckler, yeah. Right? And so picking I saw pockets. This big fat booty, you know, big booty bending over, picking up a sword, booty. And I said, hey, fat booty, not interested.
Wait. You made it a point to go out of your way to say this?
Yeah, but then guess whose head popped up?
The king.
The king.
Mm.
The king had the fat booty. And
oh,
I had
no.
told him I wasn't interested. It really hurt his feelings.
So it's not so much that you didn't get in there as much as you've been kicked out.
Well, I mean, it depends on perspective, right?
Either way,
we're not in there now. So let's not harp on how it happened or what happened.
Right.
And let's just say, you know, we're trying to rectify the situation now.
I don't even know what I would do if I got inside.
Yeah.
What do I want?
Were you
stand
ever
near the king?
Well, I'll tell you how. Because stories are different. I was a guard, a gardener,
You should really not leave a pause there.
For what? For my old
you
job.
You were a guard.
I was a guard.
Dinner,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's because how I would just shorten it because it's like, who wants to say the whole word all the time? Mm-hmm. But then I realized people were like confused. They'd be like, I'm a guard. They're like, oh. And I'd be like, dinner. And then they'd be like, oh, I'm not interested anymore.
You've had many dates walk out right at the beginning like that.
Yeah, because that's first question. What you do for a living? And I'm like, I'm a guard. And they're like, oh.
Perker.
And like, no Please. Thanks, I don't like grass. Because I tended grass. That was my whole thing. Like, my garden was just grass, and it was outside a local restaurant.
And some people say that's not even a garden.
No.
If it's just grass, it's more of a field.
And I say, hey, you know what? Don't talk shit. Don't talk shit to me. I tend that grass just like I tend your veggies.
And who were you saying that to, unbeknownst?
The king.
So you're more of a lawn-er.
You could say I'm a landscaper.
Okay, all right.
Well, you don't really landscape, though, do you?
No, I let the grass grow like crazy.
You just kind of allow grass to grow.
The job you did on these two bodies over here is atrocious. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, no, I left them out. I didn't even bury them. I kind of just covered them in dirt on top of the ground.
Yeah, fertilizer.
That's why the mounds are so tall. But anyway, so
the king hates us for dissing him.
Yeah, we dissed his ass. We dissed his ass and he said, get out of here.
So then why do you want to get back in if you were already so hateful towards him?
Because it's, like, so nice in here.
Yeah, it was an accident. Yeah. We weren't trying to hate the king.
Yeah,
we were just, you know, being mean to people. And it happened to be the king.
Yeah,
it happened to be his ass and his grass.
Yeah.
His ass was grass. That's a joke we made
then,
to each other.
And then as we were leaving, he farted. And it was so. And we were like, oh, you got a little bit of gas, do you? And it was like, it was ass, then it was grass, now it's gas. Are you kidding me? And then he booted us out like it was a ball that he was kicking.
No one gets into Bellsmere for free.
No.
Yeah, and when you're booted, you hit your head, your day is confused. Yes.
I see now that you are not evil, but misguided.
Oh, appreciate
I
that.
Must now allow you some opportunity to recompense for your past misdeeds.
I think they might be evil.
If you
Wait.
If you take an oath and swear your loyalty to Usador, and say that from this day forth you shall do no rude acts, no unkind acts, and shall only treat people with kindness and dignity, then I shall speak to these guards when we get around to the other side of the castle.
Too many things.
Too many things.
There's too many things. Big, hard no from me.
No.
Big hard no.
This is an opportunity to recreate yourself.
Usador.
Bottom says what?
What?
Bottom says what?
Usador, they're razzing you, man. Yeah.
What?
The whole time you were talking, they each had a candle, and they were holding up the candle to parts of your body that they think you could use some work on.
Oh.
You didn't see that?
I did, yeah. But I thought they were just...
Notice his legs are touching right here.
Yeah, now I got a little soot. I'm going to get a little soot on my finger. Let me put a little circle on his thigh. You need to get that taken care of.
Off your shirt.
Take off your shirt.
Oh, here.
All right. Don't do it.
Okay. I thought they were just honoring the fact that I'm the master of light and shadow. No.
I can't tell. It's right in a bad region. Do we want to do a reduction or an implant? It needs something.
This guy needs
Don't let him do an implant. We've heard what kind of gardener he is. Yeah. No.
Okay, right. So it's a reduction then.
All right, that's fine. Hey, I can do that. We can do whatever we need to do for him. Oh, sorry, guys. We're just having a bit of fun.
So you don't want an opportunity to change your lives and become the
wait,
sort
wait,
of...
Wait, Do me.
All right.
You want to know what
okay,
we can do for you?
All okay, right. Big so, nose. Yeah. Big nose. Could use a...
Funny colored hair.
Yeah. Stop. I thought I could take it. I can't.
No? All okay. Right.
You're crying so hard.
I would probably cut his nose in about an eighth.
No. Yeah. Stop.
Is 7/8 too
Call
big?
Off the bowl. Fall off the bowl. I don't want the horns.
Okay.
He does look like he has horns under there.
He can literally change his form at will, and yet he's still very sensitive about whatever shape he's in.
Change into a beautiful version of yourself.
I don't want to do this because whatever I change into, you.
No, we promise. If it's good, we won't say nothing.
Yeah, right. Maybe something shaved.
Huh?
Ugly.
Wow, ugly.
I can't do this. I can't.
Very ugly. You chose an ugly thing.
I mean,
I can't do this.
When they're right, they're right.
I can't do this.
You can change back if you want.
Yeah, I prefer the badger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I prefer anything to this.
Okay. Okay.
Actually, I'm second thought.
I'm gonna fuck off for a minute, guys. I'm gonna fuck off for a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
Chun, no, putty. If you go over there, take this phone and find out if the Wi-Fi works.
Okay, I'll do that. All right, I'll be right back.
I think Chun is a sweet little badger.
I think so too.
We haven't done Anna yet.
No, you know what? There's no point. I've given up on all that, so don't worry about it.
I mean, he is a butter.
You don't want none?
No, I'm...
You see what we can do, and now you don't want none, huh?
No, I'm just like, I'm kind of happy to not really worry about it.
Arnie, get out of the kitchen!
What?
Get out of that kitchen!
First thing, lifts in the shoes. Need to be
taller. Yeah, that should be the first thing. Yeah. Maybe do some squats, get that butt working.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Yeah, big tits.
Big tits?
You know, if they have a very good... aesthetic sense.
Oh no, it's great.
People are supposed to look like
big, real big, like let's do like you know
taller with bigger teeth.
Interesting.
Also, let's sculpt that face a bit. Give you like bigger cheekbones.
Yeah, new face.
No, whole new face actually.
I want to take his face off.
Oh yeah, let's take his face off.
Yeah.
You having fun here, Arnie?
I mean, it's weird. Like, on one hand, objectively, I can't disagree with you. But on the other hand, I weirdly can't take it personally at all.
Now, see, this guy gets it, right? You should be able to take a burn, right? Like, you guys are soft. Me, Bosman, Happy's, we are hard, man. Yeah. Like, we can take it, so we dish it as hard as we can take it.
Yeah, why don't you try to do us?
Yeah, try to do us, boys.
Good luck.
I think you're beautiful just the way you are.
I think you're dicks.
I'm back. I heard we're roasting them.
Yeah.
Do your best.
Do your best, mate. Chunt.
Arnie, they both have butter on their faces from the butter we gave them earlier when we greased their palms. Do something with that. Talk about their butter faces.
Okay.
No, don't. Please don't. Anything but this. Anything but this. Don't make fun of our butter faces.
Come on.
This is our one weakness, and you can't know this. Please don't.
I feel like there's something there.
God, please, you keep thinking. Don't say nothing.
Don't just cut me to the core.
Yeah, you don't know how bad it will hurt if you do it.
If you want to see waterworks, give me any sort of insult at all.
Good. You're a couple of dairy squares.
No, it's close to
You've tapped into my deepest insecurity. I've got a tiny penis, too.
Whoa, what?
The two of you have been very mean
put
to everyone.
Put it away.
Yeah, look at all these little penises.
To prove it.
We got tiny little dicks.
Here, Arnie, hand me
this makes me sad.
Hand me a sword. Okay. The best thing to do is to add injury to insult. Here, just give you a little. I cut their little dicks.
This is actually an upgrade!
Yeah, good, maybe it'll grow!
It looks like an injury, not a disgusting body part!
Right, maybe it'll grow like you've pruned it!
Yeah, maybe we're like lizards! Maybe we're like lizards and our dicks will grow now
that
they've been cut off!
Man, we're fine like lizards!
Yeah, or like octopuses or like other animals that when they lose something it grows back bigger!
There's so many people up on the castle wall.
Hey! They're
looking at them.
Hey, everyone!
We have to disassociate ourselves from
these guys. We're with them!
We have five best friends! Hey, these three guys are cool!
Let's act like we caught them.
Oh, yes. Here. We have captured these villains that have stood outside your walls.
Okay, sure. We're prisoners. Let us into the jail.
We would love to be in jail here. Do you feed your prisoners?
It's real shitty of them not to respond.
Hey! We're talking to you!
All right, let's just go around to the front gate and see if they'll let us in with these prisoners who killed those two
women. I'm bleeding
women.
Real bad, guys.
Yeah, for my little dick.
Yeah, and it looks crazy.
They might be dead by the time we even get to the front gate. It's a very big castle.
I am getting kind of lightheaded.
Yeah, me too.
Wait, herpes?
Yes, Boltman?
Is this the end of the road for us, mate?
I hope not. It's been such a long, horrible journey.
No.
I hope it doesn't end like this.
We've been together for like, what, like 2-3 months?
Yeah, it's been the longest 2 or 3 months of my life.
I've never been closer to somebody in my whole life, and now we're going to just die here together, bleeding out from our crotches. Hey, you know what? Maybe we should just lay down.
Yeah, this looks like a nice, soft spot.
Let's get a shallow little dig here.
Let's just dig
some. Oh, no, they're giving us the mother-daughter treatment.
Yeah, now that I'm laying here, it ain't so bad.
Hey, the king, I bet you wish you had a bed like this.
Man,
that's pretty good.
Wish you could be as comfortable as we are sitting on your tables.
I think I'm going to the big tuffet in the sky.
Yeah. Oh, is that you, Mama?
They have not lost that much blood.
I can see you, Mama.
It's me, Margaret.
Reach out for me, Mama.
You really more scratched their tiny penises more than anything.
No, it's a lot of blood.
It's blood.
If you can see a little bit, that's just...
Soon we'll be dead bodies that should be brought into the castle and put in one of the places where dead bodies go in there.
Probably laid right next to the king.
Yeah, I think he likes to have his dead bodies put next to him.
Let's put these bags over their head.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so dark in here.
Guys, I think it's our fault for spending so much time with them. Like,
there was an empathetic quality. It's like we want to be heroes along the way. So if these guys need to get into a castle, right?
With my last breath, I want to let you know.
Who, me?
No, the other guys. The castle has visiting hours from 3 to 5.
Yeah.
If you go in the front gate and give them your license.
Why did you say that from the beginning?
3 to 5 every other week. So if you just wait a little time, you could go right in.
Yeah, it's the first day of the week, 3 to 5.
So as long as you know what day it is, you can probably get in.
Wish you had told us that from the beginning.
Yeah, it's a nice smooth process from what I've heard, yeah. If you're not bad.
Wait, it's
not...
incredible that Sir Herpes has been saying...
Herpes!
For the last 5 minutes, everything's been with one final breath. I haven't seen him take one intake through that bag.
And with my last final breath, I want to also tell you guys... something.
I also want to use... 4 year old now? What's going on?
It's incredible. Knowing the knowledge that he needs to do it in one breath, he's drawing it out.
I want to use my last breath to tell you something cool.
He's using a lot of... He's mitigating
funny.
The...
I've got a funny story to tell you.
Oh, good. Thank God. I've got one another last breath.
Good, good. What you say yours, I'm going to... I got some I also want to say.
Is it a joke?
This one time I was eating lunch with my dad.
And what did he say?
And he said, "Do you like your sandwich?"
Because I hate it.
Yeah. I guess should we still do an email or something?
Yeah, I normally would say since they're dying, it wouldn't be appropriate, but it's going to be a while.
Yeah, I think so. Here, I have one. You know, listener, you can always email me at magictavern@puppy.com.
Listeners, make it plural.
Oh,
just
sorry.
Give us hope.
That's true. Listeners.
Yeah, dress for the job you want.
Yeah, it's so hard to know what things are supposed to be pluralized. But here's an email I got at magictavern@puppies.supplies. The subject line is underwater. Hi, Arnie. My name is Ben, and I wanted to ask Usidor, this person spelled his name wrong, can you and other wizards breathe underwater, Ben?
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty good. Well, let me...
For how long?
What?
For how long can you breathe underwater?
What do you mean?
Do you hold your breath or do you give yourself gills or what's going on?
I just breathe underwater.
I guess yes.
As long as I want.
I guess yes, really, pretty much incorporated. I was really trying to make a meal out of that.
That was a morsel. Yeah. Well, let's take these dogs off these guys' heads.
Good.
Sorry I put those dogs on your heads. We just wanted a minute to read an email.
Yeah, that's okay. Really almost smothered me there for a mini stinky dog, by the way. You ever give him a little flea bath?
We should have.
Yeah, they're not our dogs.
Oh.
They put our dogs on our heads.
Boldsman, what if we let happen to our dogs?
No, man.
These dogs.
You care about your dogs? You don't care about killing a woman and a child?
It was my ticket, I thought. I was like, man, this is the only way.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
For sure.
Also, I'm sorry. Is that what you wanted to hear? I'm sorry for killing an innocent lady.
Also,
that's a good start.
Also, it sort of sounds like you killed a woman and child because they wouldn't let you in on the days that they don't let people in.
Yeah? And?
Arnie, do we just kill these guys?
Maybe we slowly walk away?
Yes, I was just going to say, let's just walk away.
But slowly?
Well, I'm tired. I can only walk so fast.
I got another breath. I'm so thankful so I can keep talking.
All right, let's walk
it
away.
It sounds like you guys don't leave us. Please don't leave us.
Don't leave us in the field.
Life moves so quickly. How often is it that we've just met some fascinating, complicated new characters, and suddenly we've lacerated their penises and are watching them die, and the circle of life continues? We'll hear that clip from the Clue episode of Earth Games in just a moment, but first, Usidor the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adol Refai. Sir Baldsman and Sir Hairpiece were played by John Mackey and Ryan Rosenberg from the improv group Big Grande. Check out their podcast, The Teacher's Lounge, which will be releasing weekly for free on Earwolf this fall and is currently available on Stitcher Premium. And Ryan has a new podcast coming out on Patreon called You're the Man Now, Dog. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Refai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. What was the nature of this assistance? We can be certain of one thing, and one thing only. It was special. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Theme song by Andy Poland. Okay, we're going to end with a clip from the first episode of Hello from the Magic Tavern Presents Earth Games, which is out now exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
You can get a free month of Stitcher Premium with promo code MAGIC. And it's a great way to support the show in exchange for all these years of whatever it is that's happening. Besides getting access to Offices and Bosses Season 2, all available on Stitcher Premium now, you'll also be able to listen to Earth Games every week as it comes out. And when Earth Games is done, it'll be followed by more episodes of Behind the Tavern, the behind-the-scenes Magic Tavern podcast, and then more miniseries after that, until every drop of marrow has been sucked from the bones of this concept. Learn more at stitcherpremium.com/magic. All right, I've got to stay ahead of traffic. They're doing that thing today where they throw the sphere around the big half bowl and everyone screams. Enjoy this clip from the first episode of Earth Games.
All right, I'm going to put this envelope with the giant question mark on top of the stairs at the middle of the board.
And I'm going to pick it up and open it so we can figure out who did what, with what, and when.
No, Chunk. That's what happens at the end of the game.
Oh,
the
why can't I do it now?
The whole game is about figuring out what's inside that envelope.
Hmm. But I can't do it now?
Well, no, because that's the whole game.
If someone's murdered, we shouldn't waste time.
Chunk, you may discover that you yourself, Colonel Mustard, are the murderer.
Yeah, you
so you want to just open the envelope in front of everyone, and are you ready for that realization about yourself?
I mean, if we're being honest, I probably did it. Hmm. Can I just confess right now?
Okay, fine. Let me look.
It was Colonel Mustard for sexual impropriety.
Oh, they're telling a joke as their final breath.
Oh. Sir Boltzmann and Sir Hairpiece walk into a field wearing the tiniest penises. And what did they say?
They said, I wish I'd worn my bigger penis. Then none of this would have happened.
Well, just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. I'm coming back to these guys. Actually, I get it now. I get it.